go back to our history maker at the Olympics, Kelly Harrington. And while she was winning her fight in Paris, securing at least a bronze medal to go with her gold from Tokyo, her neighbours at home in Dublin's north inner city were gathered in their hundreds at Diamond Park near her home street of Portland Row. Among those celebrating were her proud dad, Christy Harrington, and her brother, Christopher. They've been speaking to our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari, who started off by asking Christy how he felt watching the fight.
So proud, and proud for Kelly and proud for boxing, the way she boxed, class, you know what I mean? It's pure boxing and you can't beat that. Like even Bernard Dunne and Kenny Egan and all that, they were blown away, and that's what we wanted to see. And what I got over was, when the fight was over, the girl that she bet acknowledged Kelly. Usually when you're fighting for an Olympic medal, that girl was fighting for an Olympic medal and she was smiling, because she knew she was beaten by a great boxer. And that's what I got that over.
Were you at the Olympics yourself? No. did you make it to Paris at all?
I went out for the first fight. And I was persuaded by Christopher and Joel, so we got over.
Because the family tradition is not to watch these fights.
We've never travelled outside Ireland with Kelly, ever. So for me to do that was just amazing. So I was handcuffed to him so I didn't get lost. And it was amazing. The atmosphere, the French people were great. It was great to be in the stadium, to see Kelly coming out, your daughter and their sister walking out for the Olympics. And us cheering for her, and French people and English people calling her name, Kelly, Kelly. So that's what we got out that day. It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
So what about tonight? Did you have any doubts as that she was going to win?
I couldn't use them words, because they're not doubt. It was just, the way I look at it is, Kelly is capable of beating every boxer, and every boxer is capable of beating Kelly. So it's whatever happens on the day. If Kelly turns up proper, she's capable of winning it. And that's what she did, she turned up. So I wouldn't use the word doubt or anything like that about her. You know, it's just on the day, either of the girls can win it. And Kelly came out on the day.
She's now the first Irish woman to win in the Olympics twice, in two separate Olympics.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
That's great. That's for Kelly. That's not for us. That's her.
And what will that that's mean to her? What will it mean?
Everything. Everything. She's just, yeah, it's a happy girl. That's it.
Now, did Mammy Yvonne, did she watch?
No. And we didn't tell her for 10 minutes after the fight.
How did she not hear?
Because she was in the back of Kelly's house and her nerves was gone, so she presumed Kelly was beaten because we didn't go in. And when we went into her, and I thought she was beaten. So, yeah, we left her for 10 minutes.
Is she going to go all the way now?
We don't know. She's going to fight whoever's going to fight in the next fight, and we'll see how what happens, you know. She's capable of going all the way, you know. That's it. That's all.
And finally, what was the atmosphere like here on Portland Road? We were up in the Diamond Park there. It was electric. What was it like here?
It was a different type of feeling, because we're all in our own individual houses, and it was only me and Chris were watching in our house, and it was just magic. And then it was magic just going to tell our ma. She'd done the business, and then she was, thanks be to Jays. I think she smoked 20 cigarettes in that 10 minutes.
And Christopher, you were home this time for it. Were you away the last time round, or were you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was it like being here and watching it?
Yeah, it was great. The fact that we got to actually be there in person in Paris, myself and my dad and Joel and the extended family, was one of the most amazing moments of my life. To see my sister become a double Olympian is a surreal feeling. And like I said, to have my brother and dad there beside us was amazing. And today, again, just to share the moment with my dad, because Joel is still in Paris, was something you couldn't write it, you know.
And what about today? How did you feel going into it? Did you feel she had what it took?
Yeah, I mean, I think I personally feel Kelly always has what it takes, but it's sport, and in any sport, anyone can beat anybody on the day. And I think if Kelly's in the right mindset, she's very difficult to beat also. So, yeah, I mean, earlier on you asked the question, was there any doubt? There's never a doubt, but there's always the ability to read that an opponent can be another opponent. So, yeah, not doubt, but just knowing that on the day anything can happen. So, yeah.
As the defending Olympic champion, do you think it's harder for this time around than it was in Tokyo?
without doubt. To win an Olympic gold medal or to win, you know, I'd equate it to football. To beat a team is tough. To beat them twice is even harder. So, yeah, absolutely. But I think we've seen in the last two fights that Kelly's relishing it. And she's enjoying it. Like, you know, she's looking relaxed and like she's just enjoying herself.
And do you think the gold is within reach now?
Of course it's within reach, but the most important thing now is after the fight tonight, recovering for Kelly, and that's how she'll be thinking. She won't be thinking of gold or silver. She'll be thinking, okay, in the next hour I need to recover, I need to get my protein in, I need to stretch, I need to eat, whatever. And that's her mindset. It's process, 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 and that's how she thinks. She's not looking, I know she's not looking that far ahead.
I'm reading Kelly's autobiography at the moment, and I note in it that she said growing up with three brothers in the house is part of the reason she learned to fight the way she did. So how much credit are you taking for it?
I don't know, Luke, because I think that's why I became a decent runner, from running away from her. But no, yeah, it was always cat and mouse with me and Kelly, because we're the two oldest. So yeah, no, I'm not taking any credit for anything she's achieved. No,
but even back then, was she able to beat you?
She was, yeah. We're out though.
And finally, what's it been like for you here to see in Portland Row and Diamond Park how the community get behind Kelly Harrington?
It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Like, being involved in sport now as long as I have, I haven't seen anything like it, that somebody can unite an area, a county and a country, and especially just Dublin One like she has. And it's like, there's no words, I can't really put anything onto it. It's, yeah, I'm speechless in terms of how this area has stood up and come together, you know.
You do it all again on Saturday?
Yeah, that's the plan. So fingers crossed, candles lit, and hopefully we get the job done.
Diamond Park would be the place to be on Saturday night. That's Christopher and Christy Harrington, Kelly Harrington's brother and dad, speaking to our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Labrerie.